The story can't go away quickly because there's a federal investigation into the bookmaker, and now you've got the accusation of wire fraud and embezzlement and theft, so that's got to be investigated now. And the only way that this has an ending that doesn't end up with Shohei Ohtani being suspended by Major League Baseball would be that interpreter putting himself on a thousand swords with the hope of a payday at somewhere down the line from Ohtani, saying, I forged his signature, I pretended I was him, I signed off on it, and I'm going to take the punishment that comes with wire fraud.
And that is Craig Carton, who obviously tells everybody he was addicted gambler, ended up in prison, bounced all the way back, started WFAN, now is doing stuff on Fox Sports. Really talented guy, but is very honest about his addiction. He knows the pattern. He knows the behavior. He actually has a show on Saturdays. Hello, my name is Craig. And he talks about what he went through. He tries to help people. It's pretty compelling radio. Keith O'Brien joins us now, author of Charlie Hustle, The Rise and Fall of Pete Rose, and The Last Glory Days of Baseball. Keith, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brian.
Keith, so much has changed since Pete Rose was nailed in the 80s, and this saga has been going on. Now, sports gambling is legal. It's encouraged. It's talked about in almost every major sports network and beyond. It's in every paper, except for some states don't allow it. That was one of the states that don't allow it. Ohtani is the biggest name in sports, the biggest name in baseball, but the language barrier kept him from being a megastar. How big a story is this going to be?
I think, Brian, it is already the biggest gambling scandal since Pete Rose's fall in 1989. You know, I want to be clear. There is a ton that we don't know here about what happened. And anyone who is speculating with confidence about what happened simply does not know. However, the echoes here between what happened to Pete Rose in 1989 and what is unfolding now in Los Angeles are so loud. I mean, fans should probably cup their hands over their ears. You know, we have forgotten sort of who Pete Rose was, you know, in the last 35 years. And the fact is, in 1989, he was a Shohei-esque kind of star. He was known not just across the country, but around the world. He was, in many ways, the face of baseball, in the same way that Shohei Ohtani is the face of baseball now. And so, without question, in my opinion, Major League Baseball will have to conduct some kind of transparent investigation, whether that's the term or not, some kind of investigation into what has happened here. Because when you're talking about alleged numbers of $4.5 million and alleged illegal bookmakers and wire transfers, you simply cannot ignore it.
Right. And what they're saying is, and I think the story has changed so many times, and he was overseas playing the first game. Now they're coming back. The friend said he was given the money to pay off gambling debts, and Ohtani gave it to him. And then it turns out he said, well, no, the money was taken from my account illegally without me knowing it, and wired to this bookmaker, Matt Boyer, who got raided and they stumbled onto this Ohtani reference. So that's changed. So getting a wire for millions of dollars over the course of, he says, since 2021, 3 years, that means he had to go in and forge and lie? What banker is going to say, okay, you're the interpreter for Ohtani. How much do you need? A million? Good. And what bookie am I sending it to? I don't know any bank that would do that.
And all of these questions you just raised, all of these curious choices and changes of narrative are being investigated right now by reporters. Again, whether or not, you know, Major League Baseball is prepared or is already taking a serious look, reporters are. And, you know, credit to the reporters at the Los Angeles Times and ESPN and many others who were already sniffing into this story, which is how it leaked out in the first place. And, you know, if I was a reporter on this story, I'm going deep and I'm going long and I'm going until I get what I think is the truth. And I know I'm not alone there. Reporters are on this story and will do what they can to get to the truth.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
As we get to this, is Pete Rose, from what you know, I know he cooperated with you in the book, but is he mounting an effort to get into the Hall of Fame, or is he not wanted anymore?
Well, I should be clear. He cooperated for a while. I did do 27 hours of recorded interviews with Pete Rose before he stopped calling me back and ultimately shut down. So I am not in contact with him today. You know, I will say, you know, two things about that question. You know, on the one hand, you know, Pete does still feel wrongly excommunicated for the gambling. In his mind, he's apologized for it. In his mind, baseball should have moved on. You know, that apology that Pete has made, I think, over the years has been considered, you know, shallow or superficial and not what Americans like to hear. We want our fallen heroes to go on shows like yours, Brian, and cry and be emotional, and that's not who Pete is. So, you know, he does feel wronged. Whether that's right or wrong, that's how he feels. This gambling allegation in Los Angeles is going to give him further fodder for that argument. But, you know, he I think is also realistic. When we were still talking, when I was still meeting with him, this was a man who had stopped trying to curry favor with the league anymore. He was, you know, going on gambling podcasts. He was taking appearance fees to open new casinos and new sports books. That is not the behavior of a man who is trying to win Rob Manfred's good graces.
Understood, too. But now it's so commonplace with the betting, you can't act like it's verboten anymore. Obviously, betting on baseball will never be okay. But it's, to me, it's beginning to ruin the games. People care about lines. People care about how much money they're going to make. And we don't vote for teams. It's fantasy football. We vote for the people that we put on our roster in our own draft. It's really screwing up the games, but maybe I'm just living in a different era. Keith O'Brien, pick up his book, Charlie Hustle. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, we come back. Mark Thiessen will be joining us. Don't move.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.